You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
The secret to well-being is discovering the power that is your birthright, the power to create a happier, healthier life, drawn from our own vast internal resources. Join Jules and her guests as they gently guide you to shift your perspective from the familiar negative to the divinely connected, a place that will not only positively impact your world, but possibly shift the planet. It's all right here on Law of Attraction Talk Radio.
Well, welcome to Law of Attraction Talk Radio. I'm Jules from beautiful Southern California. And boy, do I got a great show for you today. Oh my goodness. I've got one of my most favorite brother team with me, Josh and Adam Beagleson. And I know you probably remember their father, who just died last year, but Harvey Beagleson is this world-renowned medical doctor that read live blood. And in this blood, it told you specifically what happened in your past, what is happening now, and what's going to happen in the future. It's really, really fascinating stuff. By just reading the blood, you can actually see pictures in the blood. Like if you're pregnant, you're going to see a child in the blood. So many, many fascinating things. And I am so delighted to be bringing on Josh and Adam, who are my good friends. And boy, I really believe in what they are going around the world and lecturing about. This is really important stuff. And it's really great diagnostic tool that you can find out what is going on. When I had my test done on the cruise back in 2016 or 2015, oh my goodness, the things I found out, and it amazed me. How did they know this about my past? Nobody knows that. So it's amazing. And you are going to love the show tonight. And there's one reason why you're going to love it, because you are listening because this is what you attracted to you. That's how it works. So whatever you hear tonight, you're going to have an aha moment. And that is why you're listening. So stay tuned. Let's take a fast commercial break. And we'll be back with Josh and Adam Beagleson. I'm so excited. We'll be right back.
It's here. It's hot. And it's a must read. It's the science behind the Law of Attraction magazine. Every issue brings you great articles and in-depth how-tos from all your favorite Law of Attraction experts, authors, scientists, and medical professionals. Go to lawofattractionmagazine.net. That's lawofattractionmagazine.net.
Did you know that every human uses only a small portion of their powerful mind? Jules Johnson, International Certified Hypnotherapist, wants to introduce you to your powerful mind in order to create your dream life. In as little as one session, Jules guides you into releasing limiting beliefs that keep you from achieving wealth, health, better relationships, and even true love. Schedule a session in Palm Springs or set up a Skype video session for those nationally and internationally. Jules would love to serve as your guide into living your dreams. Go to creativeguidedimagery.com or call 951-201-2166. That's creativeguidedimagery.com.
You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network, heard by millions worldwide through 38 internet radio stations and in over 135 countries. Be sure to sign up for your monthly updates and get all the latest information on LOA radio events such as cruises, workshops, and seminars, as well as information on the latest shows, topics, and guests. Go to LOARadionetwork.com and sign up today.
Well, welcome back, Josh and Adam Bickelson, back to Law of Attraction Talk Radio. It's been too long, but you guys have been so busy all over the world talking about the holographic blood and doing readings on the blood, or is that what you call it?
Educational consultations.
Thank you. That's right. I knew that. So anyway, we want to talk about that because we want to tell everybody at home, because the majority of them are at home right now, what to do in this really incredible historical time. That's putting it nicely.
Sure. Sure. It's a good thing to do these days, as much as possible, to put things nicely. It's not easy, is it?
No.
Holy cow. Cool.
So how do we, let's go on with the main subject then. Okay. Here we are, many of us locked in our homes, and we keep on hearing reports that this isn't even good for us. So I don't understand it in the way that maybe you and your dad knew it. So what do you think is going on with this coronavirus?
Good question. You want to jump on it?
That's a loaded question, Jules. The key is with what we believe, that we believe if internally we're healthy, then it really doesn't matter what's going on externally. So there's people who believe the virus is a real thing. There's people who believe that it's garbage. But either way, for people who believe in it or don't believe it, if you're healthy inside, it doesn't really make a difference. We're impervious to what's going on outside. So basically the message has been these days, why is our body not working properly? And what can we do to make our body work properly? It's about our internal terrain. We're affected by our external terrain. But if we're strong internally, it's not going to affect us as much as a normal person would.
Okay, so right there. Now, you're saying that chances are we will not be bothered too much by it.
Right.
If our body is healthy, if our immune system is strong, if we're nice and healthy right now, why do we even need to bother about it? Is that what you're saying?
Right. And a lot of what's going on is with the way the environment's been changing over the years. The way people's lifestyle's been changing over the years, that our mucosal membranes are in a constant state of irritation. So the inner lining of our sinuses and our digestion are just consistently irritated these days. So it doesn't take much to set us off center.
Right.
So when the seasons start to change, it really starts to irritate our mucous membranes even more. Mm. And this is where the so-called flu comes along. Right. So if we start to take care of ourselves internally, then it really doesn't matter what goes on. We'll start to adapt to the environment.
Right.
What's gone on is people are weaker individually inside, and we're not adapting to the weather changes as much as we used to.
And seasonal changes are a big thing. If you think about the animal world, some animals hibernate, some change color and lose fur. So for us to think we're not affected by seasonal changes is a little ridiculous. Now, at the same time, it's all about that balance. If you think about a virus in general, and it's interesting, when the virus issue came up, I don't remember my dad talking about viruses very much.
Yeah.
He wasn't concerned about them. You know, the one thing I do remember him saying is he used to lecture with a guy in the 80s, late 80s, early 90s, when HIV was a big deal. Okay. That's a big deal virus. This guy would actually take a volunteer from the audience who was HIV positive, stick the person with a needle, and then stick himself. And he never got the virus, because the thing is, his terrain is too strong for the virus to live there.
Yes.
It's balanced. And if you think about just the simple thing, one person in school gets sick and gets the flu, and the kid's at school and he's sneezing and whatever and coughing, the whole class doesn't get sick.
Yeah.
And some people get sick all the time. Some people never get sick. When I taught elementary school, they say the first year you get sick, all their kids and all their germs, but then you realize, you don't have time to get sick. It's much harder to make substitute plans. So I never got sick.
Wow.
Unless I wanted to. Like, there were times where the body said, okay, stop. And it was usually on vacation time that I got sick, because I didn't have time for that.
Well, also what we've learned too is we've been living in Spain for the last couple of years, and a lot of our friends are into regenerative agriculture. right? So not just organic farming, but making sure the soil is regenerating on its own. So when they leave the property, the soil starts to regenerate. And we had one of our friends, we've got a great picture on our website of one farm that's all green, and it's surrounded by all these farms that just look like salted earth because they've all had Roundup and glyphosates on them, right? And I remember dumbly asking him, I said, well, you're downhill from some of those farms. How come the Roundup, the poison, isn't affecting your farm? And he said his soil is too strong for the poison to affect it.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that's exactly what we're talking about now.
Absolutely.
So it's really incredible to me that you know about the virus. Your dad knew about the virus. And here, the last thing that we're hearing anybody talk about is how do you get into that state of healthiness so that you don't get the virus, right? Because it is avoidable, but yet nobody's talking about that. They're just saying it's so contagious, you're going to get it no matter what.
Right. No, you have two sides of the story, and nobody's talking about what to actually do about it.
Right.
That's, you know, what Dad's work was so brilliant. And it was really the work of a lot of different wonderful practitioners over the years. But you would create a healthy body. You release the blocks. If you've had surgeries, the scar is a physical and an energetic block. So you work on the scar tissue, you align the body, and you let the body take care of itself. Right. So it's really, really simple process.
Yeah. Someone said to me initially when, as things were first starting and we were a little more vocal, you know, as people look to us for guidance, as much as we want to tell people they're stupid or they don't understand, or blah, 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 we really want to, we feel for people, you know. But the reality is, it is about the balance, okay? And the virus, we have the viruses in our DNA and things like that. If you think about the simple parasite experience, and Josh and Dad would talk about this, a tapeworm, okay? If I'm healthy and he's unhealthy lifestyle-wise, I eat a tapeworm, there's no food for it. It comes right out the other end. However, in him, there's an environment it can live in. Okay, so it's the same idea. Someone said to me as we were being very vocal initially, they said, well, why don't we send you to Wuhan? And I said, I'm not going there. Anyone that goes to that place is going to get sick. However, if you have someone who's supposedly infected, and she's really pretty, and I checked with my girlfriend on this because this is science, I'm happy to make out with her for a while, and, you know, we'll test me and see what happens. So we're not really afraid of that. And the interesting thing is, it's been germ theory for years, Pasteur and the germ, and it's the germ that causes everything. Bechamp was the terrain theory, and this is the change right now, okay? No matter what you believe, if you think this is garbage and a lie, or if you believe and you're afraid, right now you know there is nothing more important than your health. Your Ferrari is not helping you with your health, you know, things like that. So what can you do about that? Well, people should do a little research and learn how the body works. And you have two camps here. You have educated doctors who say, I'm the expert, trust me and listen to what I say. Or you have people like us that want to educate and empower you so you can learn to take charge of your health care.
You guys teach people, you show them what is actually going on in their body at a time through the blood analysis, but also the past, the present, and what could happen in the future. That's something that a doctor doesn't do. Except for your dad. He did it, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. Sure. It's a real-time view into what's going on with you internally, and it's showing what the body's concerned about. So it's like a little roadmap for us, and basically your body is telling you what it needs help with, right? And basically we agree with the farmers. The farmers said that things started to go wrong when people thought they could improve on what nature does. Right. And that's the same thing a lot of practitioners are doing.
Doctors,
you can't improve this body. You can support this body and let it do its job. His dad always said he never healed anything. He made the body work properly and the body took care of itself.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Which is why he always laughed at the notion of an autoimmune disease.
Yeah.
Like the body's going to attack itself. Right? Yeah. That is not the way it works. So he called the word autoimmune or an Orwellian word, basically.
Yeah.
Right?
It's a misdirection. It makes sense.
Right. So the body's never going to attack itself. It's always striving for balance. It's always striving for that homeostasis.
Right.
And we just have to support it so it can do its job.
And when you have pain, when you have pain or aches or whatever, that's simply your body trying to talk to you and tell you what's going on, right?
Right.
That's your first signal to get to someone that can help you.
Absolutely. And it might be pain in your foot, but that doesn't mean that's what's causing the pain. There's a lot of good practitioners, a lot of good body workers who can figure that out. The blood will show us, you know, a lot of times your foot problem is coming from your pelvis,
right?
It can also come from your teeth.
Yeah.
You know, if the body's, the head's out of alignment, it's going to pull the whole body out of alignment and put pressure on your foot. Mm-hmm. So the key is, even with the person I learned my body work from was an osteopath, and says, you never listen to what the client says. You just nod a little bit. Because they're going to tell you every little thing that's going on with them. But your job is to put your hands in the body and figure out where that source is.
Yeah.
And what happens is we get caught up in the noise.
Right. Yeah. And the blood goes right to the point. It'll show you exactly what you need to see. It's really simple. And it really is. It comes down to terrain. We need structural balance. So we get hit. We fall. We bump ourselves. So we need some external help with that. So someone to align the car. You can put all the good gas in the car you want, all the oil changes, but if it's off center, it's going to keep driving, or if it's out of alignment, it's going to keep driving off center.
Right.
So we need structural balance. We need energetic balance. We need emotional balance and spiritual balance. And they all affect everything else. Right now, what's going on too is so many people are so afraid.
Oh gosh.
Well, right there's your fight or flight. So this is not how you heal. So yeah, as we're kept inside and isolated, that's not really healthy for us. I mean, we need people. And the other thing is, the old days, there was the old measles parties, chicken pox parties, right? One kid gets chicken pox, and then everyone else sends their kids over to hang out with that kid so they can be exposed and build up a little tolerance. That's your true vaccine.
And it's something we don't do today.
Right.
No. And I think that's part of what's going on, as Adam just hit on that, is, you know, everybody is such in a state of fight or flight right now, which is sympathetic mode. Right. And we don't heal in sympathetic mode. We heal in parasympathetic mode.
Right.
Which is rest and rejuvenate, rest and recuperate. And now that, you know, even for us, we're not worried about what's going on right now as far as this virus, whatever you call it, you can feel the fear around you.
Yes.
You know, and I'm starting to watch people start to crack a little bit, you know, because the fear is starting to get to them a little bit. And there's no lower emotion that we can be in than fear.
Yeah. Right.
You know, so it's part of it is we're stuck in our houses now. Luckily, we can garden here. We've got a little garden, you know, so I can go outside. We can watch the birds. We're somewhat free up here in Auburn, California, because we can go to the stores and things like that, you know. But sitting in your house all day is not a way to heal. No. I tried it once. It didn't work.
No, because and your dad would tell me that your mind and your body go hand in hand. If they're off balance, if you are fearful, you're not going to heal the way you're supposed to be healing. So that's the whole thing. So if we're stuck here, and I'm stuck here in Southern California, what can I say? Thank goodness I have my grandkid living with me. Ah, thank
you. Nice. Yeah.
So it's like, okay, you have to have some sort of, well, something to do, something to keep you busy, something to focus on. And that's what work did for us.
Yes.
But if you can't go to work, then there's a major problem. And that's the majority of Americans today. It's like, what the heck am I going to do with myself?
Right, right. And that's what we've been sharing. I've done a few Facebook shows and little Facebook check-ins, and just to kind of share, you know, it's about keeping a balance somehow. So what are people doing? You know, and placebo effect, we know what this can do. That's already been proven. So we're stuck. We're afraid. We don't know what sources to trust and things like that. So we need to do a little homework. You know, and these days, like as soon as I get up, I'm doing my Qigong. And there's those little things like the 1% of your day, right? So if you do that first 15 minutes of your day, do some kind of yoga, some exercise, sing, play guitar, read the comics, don't go straight to the news, but do something to start your day off right. Okay, the other thing is, as we look into what's going on health-wise, they're saying respiratory issues.
Yeah.
Well, it's a great time to learn some breathing exercises, you know, and as we get stressed and uptight and in fear, we breathe really shallow, we're not getting good deep breaths. And I, you know, for me, Josh and I, we were stopping in California to visit mom for her birthday for a week. And then we were headed to San Diego and to Mexico to go work at the clinic. And we were running full force. We've spent 6 months setting up clients at the clinic in Mexico. They're thrilled. We're thrilled. We visited a couple times. So we come here and everything stops. Right. Yeah. And the way it was going to go is we were going to work for a month, do great things, set up everything in Mexico and end on my 50th birthday where I would be surfing with my friends, eating tacos. Yay. And that didn't happen. I ended up living on the floor behind my mom's couch in the living room. So
what a heck of a birthday. But at least you were with me.
Yeah. Wow. The human experience happens. And I get up first thing in the morning as I don't sleep a lot. And the mind goes right to stupid, you know, so I don't know what to do. I can't escape my mind. You know, I can walk and I'm running away from myself. The Qigong really helps. But I reached out to a few people. There's a guy I know, Doc Stars, and he's really interesting. He has sounds of the stars. So he's mapped astrological phenomenon and created sounds. And it changes brainwave activity.
Oh, wow.
So I thought, you know what? I called him and I said, you have a sound? He said, yeah. And I worked on it and I thought, oh, interesting. And then my thinking is, I want to share with people at least the tools that I've come across, because right now people they're in need.
Yeah.
You know, so I think it's important for people listening. What is it that you're doing that brings you any kind of joy, that gets you out of your head in the midst of what's going on? That's important. I mean, the emotional thing, you saw how much we see emotions in the blood, right? It's a big deal. We're all having emotional issues right now. So the question is, what are people doing, using as tools to keep themselves balanced? Physically, energetically, emotionally, and spiritually, right? Yeah. So how do we do this? How are you doing? What do you do first thing in the morning out of curiosity?
I grab a cup of coffee, feed my kitties. And then I go sit behind a computer and just play my games.
Nice. Thank God for games. Wow.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I play my games just to wake me up with a nice cup of coffee. That's what I do.
Great. And these cool little games with the words where you're using your brain. You know, yeah. I got the whole family addicted to one game. It's great. It gets you out of your head for a little bit. You can't do it forever, but it's actually, it's like a form of meditation.
Well, you know? I'm part of it now too. Is our movements are so restricted. So we're in the state of stagnation. And that's what we teach so much. The body's supposed to flow really nice energetically, but we get blocks in the body. Now we've got stagnant areas. And in those stagnant areas in our body, that's where the problems start to occur.
Yeah.
So now we're being confined to this little area. And now we're being stuck in our heads also.
Yeah.
So there was a man named Otto Warburg, who was the only physician to ever win the Nobel Prize twice in medicine. And all he talked about was pHs.
Yeah.
Right. And there's so much talk about pHs going on these days, and very little of what I hear is actually on the right path.
Close.
So Dad worked with a German doctor who would insert pH meters into people's veins, basically. So he would test their blood pH.
Oh.
And he would come in and say, oh, Jules, things aren't looking very good. And the pH would spike.
Right.
He'd come in and say, Jules, things are looking good today. And the pH would balance out. So the emotion.
Wow.
Right. The other part of that.
That's good. That's good.
Huge. Uh-huh. Huge.
The other part of that is everybody is radically changing their diet to make it more alkaline because they hear alkaline is bad. Right. Alkaline and cancer.
Right.
Right. And what most people are doing is they're testing their urine. If they're testing their pH at all. Right. Well, the urine is our waste product. So if our blood is acidic, then our urine is alkaline.
Right.
So if our urine is alkaline, basically our blood is acidic. So people are thinking that they're alkaline when a lot of times they're not.
Right.
Isn't that amazing? See, that's good to know because I fell into that trap.
The lucky thing about it actually is our diet only controls about 2-5% of our actual pH. It's our kidneys and lungs that control our pH.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So it's the deep breathing, the getting out in the air.
Yeah.
So that really will help the pH balance.
And kidneys
I didn't know that.
Yeah, kidneys are fear.
Right.
So fear affects the kidneys, basically, and the lungs are grief.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So we want to cry because that helps clean the lungs, you know. For us, too, the best way to release the emotions is to open up the body physically.
Right.
So you take pressure off the kidneys so the kidney can do its job. You take pressure off the liver. You don't do a supplement. You don't do a liver cleanse. You take pressure off the liver so the liver can process what it needs to do physically and emotionally.
Right. How do you do? How do you take the pressure off of a liver? Just give me a hand.
It's interesting. Well, we talked, a lot of our problems with our liver comes from our belly button.
Right.
And comes from our birth. Right? So this is something not a lot of doctors talk about, but what happens is that umbilical ligament attaches up to the roof of our diaphragm. And then that ligament goes down to our pubic symphysis. So here in the U.S., where we've got such a great infant mortality rate, when we're born, they take out the umbilical cord and they cut it really close.
Right.
So we've all got these pretty little belly buttons. Well, that's like a drawstring. So they pull out the cord and it pulls your diaphragm down onto your liver. And your liver is always starting to back up and always starting to back up. So as we get older, we start to grow. Well, we can't go upright all the way. So it puts more and more pressure on your liver. So people wonder why they're 15, 20 years old and they're starting to get mononucleosis. It's because the liver is backing up. It's not even transmitted by kissing.
Yeah.
Right? So this is why midwives are so great. They'll leave about 3 or 4 inches on the umbilical cord. After a week, it naturally falls off. Those kids breathe wonderfully.
Right. Yeah.
So we're just, a lot of us are set off center right from birth there, and the liver becomes a problem. As we get older, it's a scar, your belly button. And scars are always contracting. So we get older and we start to pull down more into the belly button area. And that's part of the reason we lose our height.
Right.
Oh my gosh.
We get angrier. We get more afraid. Yeah, definitely. And Dad figured this out by looking at the blood and seeing a pattern over and over again. So we would do belly button treatments. We would do a treatment to release the scar tissue. Now, this is where we need doctors to do injections, or we actually would show people how to do it themselves. It's just a small needle just to go right into the tissue. And at this point, there's all kinds of things you can do. You can rub coconut oil. There's essential oils that'll start to break
on your belly button.
Yeah.
Then there's practitioners who do like a visceral manipulation. They can start to work on that ligament. Mm-hmm. Most practitioners, even body workers, it's a that ligament, how much it's really controlling things.
Yeah.
You know, a fair amount of cases would come in the first time and my dad would work on the belly button diaphragm and it would turn the whole case around.
Right.
And he said most people's goal in life was just to learn how to breathe.
Yeah.
And we come out not breathing properly.
Right.
So you give that body a good first breath and let it do its job.
Right.
So that's basically a massage point then. Would you say that?
Acupuncturists are very aware of it. You know, it's our center point for meditation and for martial arts. It's our Dantian. You know, so a lot of us really come out ungrounded. So there's different ways people go about it. You know, Dad would always, he would inject homeopathics, and actually Dad would inject live germs into the belly button to regenerate it, because we are germs. Germs are not bad for you. And he would start to regenerate that scar tissue. We were starting to work with some body workers in Spain who were really concentrating on releasing that ligament, and they were doing really well with it. Mm-hmm. So first up, I'd probably try a body worker, you know, and I'm talking about more along the lines of a cranial osteopath, sometimes a cranial sacral person, and see if they could start to manipulate it and loosen it up a little bit.
Yeah.
He used to tell people that they could take a marble or a crystal and put it in your belly button. And what happens is the muscles contract around it and helps to release the diaphragm.
Yeah.
So it's a temporary fix, but it seemed to really ground people.
Yeah. Yeah. It's amazing. It's amazing how much we've seen come from the belly button. At this point, if we didn't look at your blood and just put you on the table and treated the belly button and aligned the body, most people would have a different quality of life.
It was always the first treatment he did.
Yeah.
Because sometimes just that change. He fixed a lot of my friends of asthma when I was young, just with that one treatment.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and I love it. Ask people if they can take a deep breath and how many people do.
Yeah.
That's not a deep breath. No. That's not a deep breath. Yeah, diaphragmatic breathing. And oxygen, disease cannot live in oxygen.
Yeah.
So oxygen is important. You're afraid. You're not breathing as well as you should. Take a few slow, deep breaths and relax a little bit. We had one cancer patient, and she basically got rid of her cancer by staying in the hyperbaric chamber because cancer can't live in oxygen.
Wow.
Right. And these days it's interesting because even they're talking about treatments with respirators and things like that.
Yeah.
The cell membranes aren't permeable to the oxygen because of the imbalances in the body. The inner environment is toxic and things are changing. Okay. So for people that are generally not unhealthy, well, do you breathe? How much do you breathe? How often do we hold our breath? We get afraid, we hold our breath. We concentrate, we hold our breath. So breathe. And it's interesting too. My thing right now is, as people are trying to figure things out, okay, you've done some research and then you're drinking alkaline water. Okay, well, you tried. We're trying to share information.
We weren't talking about you personally, just in general.
Yeah. But it's true. It's true. I do. Have a fine water. Yeah, I do.
But we're trying to at least let people know that they're different. They're unique. So what works for you might not work for me. And it's important That's to true. Understand how the body works. Where were we when biology class happened in high school? Okay, did we pay attention?
Not really.
No, none of us did. And none of our teachers were really that good anyways at that point. But the blood is a big deal. Oxygen is a big deal. Understanding how the body works is going to keep you more confident and less afraid of what's going on. And if you look at patterns and even looking for information that makes sense to you, what's your source? Is it a TV personality or is it someone who's worked with cancer for 40 years? You know, I've had friends do that where they're like, well, that's your opinion. And it's like, no, actually, we've worked with cancer for 40 years. So you're wrong. I'm right. But for people to look for good stuff and then realize patterns. I've got a friend. He's just turned 50. He's been doing jiu-jitsu forever and mixed martial arts. He's about to get his black belt. And he doesn't believe in the virus, but he's not sick. And I asked him, are your students get sick, like your jiu-jitsu students? He said, no. I said, okay, I want you to talk to your teachers. And he knows some really famous jiu-jitsu people. Do they get sick? He said, no, actually, no one gets sick. Why? Because they have a lifestyle that has to do with traditions and beliefs and diet and exercise and breathing and centered and grounding. So jiu-jitsu is a great thing for a lot of people. That guy doesn't get sick.
Yeah.
Right? So who's not getting sick? People that are really doing yoga religiously or doing, you know, good breathing exercises, good health practices. And everyone is different. You know, Dad knew Atkins from the Atkins diet. And a lot of people lost weight on that more than any other diet, but a lot of people gained weight on that diet also.
Yeah.
So what works for you is important to figure out. And I'm trying to encourage people to do the experiments. We locked down, and I love family. Josh and I, we're best friends. We work together. Oh, it gets to be a little fun sometimes. Yay. But we started to do a few experiments. Okay, I just want to play and I want to make Josh do the blood. And he's done the blood forever, so he doesn't always want to do it. But we took 3 drops of my blood.
Yeah.
We took 1 drop and put it next to my Wi-Fi router. Okay, we took another drop, we put it next to the router in tinfoil. Then we took a 3rd drop and we put it in the other room. And we looked at 3 drops of blood 24 hours later, and there wasn't much difference, really.
Yeah.
So that's interesting. Now, we did it with mom's blood. Mom's blood, there was some change. So why? Well, I get up and I do my Qigong every day. I'm doing some breathing exercises. You know, I'm listening to some positive things. I do my homework as much as I can. Mom's earned her right to do whatever the hell she wants to do.
That's right. By God. She deserves it.
Yes.
She wasn't feeling that great at the time. And interesting, because we hear so much about people who are electromagnetically sensitive. Right. And we'll see these particles of movement in the blood, these little symbionts we see in the blood, which they're pure life. They're an all living thing. So we see this activity in the blood. Sometimes people have too much activity. Sometimes people don't have enough activity and you want a nice, happy balance.
Right.
So the people who are really sensitive to the external, you know, electromagnetic frequencies always have a snowstorm of activity in their blood. Mm-hmm. So what we're actually viewing is the person's internal electromagnetic frequency. Right. And when there's too much snow in the blood, it means the body is working too hard on trying to heal. Right. So they're more susceptible to what's going on.
Right.
So for people who came in who are really EMF sensitive, as Dad would work with them, their activity would calm down because the body didn't have to work so hard on healing. And then the sensitivity started to go away.
Right. Right.
So I think we have to be really aware of what's going on with, you know, the EMF out there, but we don't have to be afraid of it.
Right.
Okay, now you're talking about the 5G.
Yeah, we haven't experimented with 5G because it's not here, but at least to see, you know, what we can experiment with. My blood is less susceptible because I'm doing balance work.
Right.
Okay.
You know, mom is different than I am.
Yeah, even before the 5G came along, it was the same way we'd go about things. Is if internally your frequency is on overload, you can go inside, turn the light on, and everything goes in spasm, basically.
Right.
So what we're trying to do is create a healthy body so we can adapt to what's going on environmentally.
Oh, right. Yeah. So really, because there is a huge fear about the 5G, and especially Because they did have it in China, the Wuhan area had it. So they're associating 5G, and people are freaking out over that now.
Right.
Including, so no matter what, you're going to get freaked out. That's what we're trying to tell people. Don't freak out. But, but I want to bring it down to what you guys do with the blood. Because if a person has the coronavirus, can you and have you been able to see that?
Good question.
Well, that's a loaded question again, Jules.
I'm good for that. I'm good
Please,
for that.
Please, that's great.
First of all, Rudolf Steiner said that a virus was just your cells trying to eliminate waste and toxicity, right? So we don't believe one bacteria is there to hurt you. It lives with us symbiotically. Okay, we look at bacteria as like the body's vacuum cleaner. When we start to stagnate, our pHs change. These little symbionts we have will change into bacteria, and the bacteria, they go and clean up the terrain. Okay, and if you don't fix the terrain, then what happens is the bacteria starts to turn into a fungus, so we start to mold internally.
Oh, yeah.
And this is what cancer is. Right. So the virus is just part of the body trying to clean itself up also. It's not live. Bacteria are live. A virus is just a piece of information, basically.
Right.
So in general, we don't really care. You know, we don't really care. We don't believe it's there to harm us. Right. We believe that the body is working symbiotically with ourselves to try to start to heal things. So, you know, I'll see bacteria in the blood. I never put a name on them, and I don't care what those bacteria are. As soon as I say, let's say, candida, that's the only stupid word the person hears for the whole hour consultation.
That's true.
Right. You got it. You got it.
And that's it. Right. So then your people are going with their candida supplements and they're doing this, you know, they're trying to kill their candida. Well, you can kill your candida, but a month later, it's going to be right back.
Right.
Because you're going to fix why it's there in the first place.
You grew it there. You cultivated it.
The body creates things for a reason. Okay. Right. The virus is just another part of nature. If you look at real epidemics throughout time, heck, 3,000 kids a day die from malaria right now.
Yeah, right now.
Right. Because it's in a poor country. Nobody really cares. Right, but it's the part of the environment. They're living in such an awful area with such an awful water source that they're living in the swamp.
Right.
You look at Wuhan, and I'm still not sure what actually came out of there, if anything came out of there. But it was a swamp.
Yeah.
It was not a happy nature garden there. It was a swamp, basically. You know. So you look at the environment where these things start, and then you have to take yourself out of those environments. Sometimes.
Right.
We're always going to be better off in nature than we are maybe in the city.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
You know,
terrain. You know, it could be your relationship that's what's toxic to you. Yeah. It could be the environment. It could be your job. It's all about that. And there's the inner terrain and the outer terrain. And you see things, you know, you see these movies or TV shows where the woman is living in her car with her child and she's trying to, you know, like inspire the guy with all the money. You know, he's like, how are you so optimistic? You live in your car, you have nothing. And the person's like, I have my heart and my soul. So it's important to be strong and understand that those things affect your health. If you believe that you're going to get sick, you're probably going to get sick. Try the experiment, people. Think about how much you're going to get sick and see what happens.
If people want us to look at their blood to see if they have the virus, then we're the wrong people to talk to because we don't really care. Right, we figure out why the body's not working properly. You create a healthy body, whatever they want to call it, a bad bacteria, your high cholesterol, whether you're being invaded by viruses, it's not going to make a difference if you create a healthy body.
Right. Yeah,
so that's the reason why people need to go to you, because you're not going to bring up the coronavirus. It's just not important. You are just focusing in on what's going to get the body balanced.
Absolutely.
So that it will not, anything that's out there will not affect the body.
Absolutely. We don't care about the diagnosis.
Right.
We don't care about the label they've put on things. We don't care about what they've blamed it on.
Right.
We just look into the body. We look into the blood, and it tells us where the areas of concern are.
Right.
You see, I tend to think that it's more important what you guys are doing, because people are getting those tests, and even though they're not sick, they're being told they have coronavirus, and they're asymptomatic. So it's like, okay, so I bet you a lot of people do get sick after they get that diagnosis. That's the problem.
Absolutely. How many people die not long after they hear they got cancer? They give up. that's it. I got it. I'm afraid life is over.
Yeah, the amount of times they tell you you've got 6 months to live and you die in 6 months is amazing.
Yeah, you know. Totally. It really but is a simple. Our... It's a simple process. You know, I showed my blood on one of my Facebook things recently and said, "This is healthy blood." Like, if you look at that environment, this is not where bad things can grow. So the question then is, what does your blood look like? You know, people want to, you need to know what's really going on. And we have intuitions, but the blood takes all the guesswork out of it.
Yeah, it really does.
It's not. It's so nice. We look at a drop, you see round cells, you see healthy platelets, and you see white cells, not too many. You know you're doing okay at that point.
And you're seeing pictures. Now, remember the cruise we were on, guys?
Oh, yeah.
And you were at the front of the boat, and the boat was going up, and Dad, you're going, whoa, wait a minute, I got to get some air. And looking at that microscope.
It was a strange world for Josh.
I never looked at the microscope for hours before while the boat was moving, and it was, I needed some air after each consult, that's for sure.
But I got to tell you, the entire group was so mesmerized by what you were telling them. And it was so, so important. But I remember the people were amazed that you saw the pictures in their blood. You saw my missing kneecap because I don't have one, but you saw the scar in it and you saw this other stuff. You with other friends, you saw that they had teeth problems. There was mercury from the teeth or something like that. I remember, and I'm going, like, wow, people walked away totally amazed, just mind blown that how did you know that stuff?
That's a good question. And it's funny because as we say these things, you know, for people listening, we always tell people we're going to say some things when we talk that are things you've never heard. And some of the things we say are the exact opposite of what you've heard.
Yeah.
But the thing is, our dad did this for over 40 years. We have over 60,000 images of blood in our database. And what we're doing is seeing patterns.
Yeah.
And that's it. And this is what science should be. We've got something that's replicable. We're noticing patterns. And that's it.
Yeah.
So at this point, yeah, I think there's nothing more important than having us look at a drop of your blood once. You have thoughts? I think for some reason my shoulder is related to the knee. We look at your blood, and there's your knee, and we work on your knee, and your shoulder gets better.
And a lot of times it just validates what you were thinking anyways.
Right, yeah.
So, you know, you were thinking since that surgery, things have been a problem, you know. So it validates what people really know internally. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Dad, his background, he was a medical doctor.
Yeah.
You know, he was a trauma surgeon in Vietnam.
Ah,
and
I know.
And then he created the first homeopathic board in the United States. So he was traditional and alternative.
Yeah.
And by the end, he was convinced that both sides were missing the point.
Right.
I know.
You know, one side is trying to fix you with surgeries and pharmaceuticals. The other side is trying to fix you with herbs and supplements.
Right.
And they're each treating the leaves on the tree.
Yeah.
You
they're
know?
Not going to the actual problem because they really don't know it. They don't know how to read the blood and what information there is in it.
Well, and taking sides is a big thing too. Okay, Dad said he never threw out the baby with the bathwater. Mm-hmm. And if we think about people in general, as far as being divided and conquered, we're all in this together, that kind of experience. Dad would do in Mexico, he was able to dictate the dosage of chemotherapy. He would use low-dose targeted radiation, which is not legal in the States, and then he would support the body naturally at the same time. So you've got the radiation, Western, and you've got the natural, the holistic. And he was famous for his cancer results in the 90s because of what he did. Mm-hmm. That's the integrative medicine experience.
Yeah. And he was so good that they didn't like it.
Right, right.
And they persecuted him. Yeah. And that was a total shame. But the information he left with us through you guys, goodness, we're going to be okay here.
Yes.
So what we need to do is go see you in Mexico. Are you still doing the slides through the mails?
Yeah, yeah. A lot of what we do is the distance consultations. So we work under a private association.
Uh-huh.
So people have to be a part of our private association. And then we send them kits in the mail, and they'll send us a drop of blood in the mail.
Mm-hmm.
Then we send them a report or reading with pictures and a brief synopsis. It's never a long report because there's always one thing we're looking for.
Right.
right? And it's very simplistic, and it usually really, really resonates with the person.
And it usually relates to everything you've got going on. It's like the domino effect. This one thing, once we knock it over, then this gets better, and that gets better, and this gets better, because it's all related.
It's people talk about peeling back the onion layers to get to the root. You don't have to do that. Mm-hmm. If you get to the root, the onion just opens up.
Right.
Does the same hold true with the coronavirus, though? I mean, you can actually, if you take or do the right things for the body, you're really not going to be bothered by it.
Right.
Or if you do, it's so mild. Like many are saying now, that was something, that was coronavirus? I mean, wait a minute, that was nothing.
There's a good chance a lot of us may have had it and not even noticed. And even when the flu comes around, like, some people get a little cough and some people get really sick. Some people get it and asymptomatic. Your body is able to deal with it and adapt, and life goes on. And it's an interesting question too. I don't know if I asked this to Josh. If we had someone labeled coronavirus, we'd take a drop of their blood and look at it. What would you expect to see? Nothing different from any other person's
No,
blood.
In general, I wouldn't care. If they're asymptomatic, that means it's living harmoniously with us. Right? If their blood is lousy, that means they're more susceptible to something external causing a problem. So, you know, we're exposed to bacteria and viruses every single day. It's part of who we are. You know, all these people who are dying of it, I'm sure there's more than one virus in their body when they actually die. So why are they labeled it the coronavirus?
Right.
Maybe it's the acute Michigas that you have, as Dad would say,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
or maybe it's that viral candida that's attacking the body,
right.
you know, but no, it has to be this one little thing. So, you know, part of it is if I don't trust the messenger, I don't trust the message.
Right. Yeah.
You know, and that's part of, there's so much misinformation going on that
yeah.
if I was afraid of this virus being a real thing that was infectious, I still wouldn't worry, because if I was healthy, it would not affect me.
Yeah.
So really, if you stop and think about it, the lockdowns are not good for us?
Not really.
I can't imagine keeping us, stagnation is never going to help us heal.
No.
Yeah.
So even Adam's friend, who does Qigong, he taught us how to circle walk.
Yeah.
Right? So
walk in a circle.
And there's studies on how good it was for you. So people are stuck in their houses, walk in a circle for a little bit. That should help a little bit, you know. Tap your feet. That pumps the lymphatic system. You know, now that a lot of people are stuck. If I was in Spain, I'd be going crazy. Because I would have been stuck in my little apartment in the city, basically.
Oh.
Right? Because they were really, really up. They're just starting to open up now where they can leave their houses. But really, for 6 weeks, they were not allowed to leave at all.
Right.
Right? You know, here we're allowed to go to the grocery store and go to places that they deem as acceptable for us.
And we can sit outside, too.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. If I couldn't sit outside and look at the birds each day, I probably would have been going a little more loopy right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. You know? Think about solitary confinement in prisons.
Yeah.
That's the way it works, right?
But they say... Andrew Taylor Still, who was the creator of osteopathy, he said disease cannot exist where is no obstruction or there's no stagnation.
Right.
Right. So as we sit and stagnate, that's never going to be a healing environment for us to be in.
Right. Yeah. It's interesting, too. My take on this is I'm always the eternal optimist.
Yeah.
I'm a realist, too. So I understand, you know, what reality is like. And as much as I dream, I know where reality is. I think what's going on now is very interesting. Every one of us has now the opportunity to think about what's important. Okay, we need to eat, we need to breathe, we need to sleep. And family, people, you know, that's important to us. What else? Health. So as you're stuck, what can you do? Well, we can freak out, we can get silly, we can drink, we can smoke, we can do whatever, we can get angry, we can meditate. You have the opportunity, all of us now, to really look inside and start to change and put some practices into place that can make us come out of this better on the other side. And I think that right now it's a big division. Okay. With what we do, there's always hope. Okay. Mm. And we don't, Dad didn't want you to come see him forever. He was a rich eye surgeon. He wants you to get better and live your life. Right. We want to help people. We want to support them. We can look at your blood. We traveled through Spain and other countries, and it's great, and we share the knowledge. Right now, we were headed to Mexico, so we can look at your blood. Then the clinic can do the treatments on the scars and the bodywork, and we can look at blood again. That's what Dad would do. He'd look at the blood, see something, treat it, then look at the blood immediately after, because the blood will change real time, and he's checking his work to make sure he's getting the right reaction. Yeah. So Mexico is where we were headed to do that. And right now, Mexico is open for medical and dental, the border, as I talked to the director yesterday.
The border where? What?
San Ysidro, San Diego.
Oh, okay. That's the coast. Okay.
Yes. And they'll pick you up in San Diego and actually drive you across the border to the clinic and back. It's in a 5-star hotel. There's stem cells. There's a biological dentistry clinic. There's all the Western stuff. We've got MRIs and CAT scans. Wow. So all the resources are there. So we're running. We were ready. It was exciting. Right now, if people are afraid and unsure, well, look up some things and find out some information that makes sense to you. We have a lot of information out there, some great lectures. And then a drop of blood will educate you so much. And
that's where they need the fear. They need to become a member and get the slide of their own blood. Mm-hmm. And you could tell them right off, you know, can you get to California?
Sure, you got it. Can you get to California?
And we always, we usually try to find somebody in the area that can help them.
Yes.
You know, sometimes if they just need a holistic dentist, we try to find a holistic dentist near them.
Right.
If money's an issue, it's a wonderful holistic dentist that we work with in Mexico. And it's, you know, 20% of the cost of the United States.
Oh, gosh.
You know,
more than that. Yeah.
But in general, we try to find people in your area first. If it's a real difficult case, you know, in the United States, there are restrictions on what you can do.
Right.
Yeah, we all know that. So,
but there's so much you can do for yourself, really.
That's it, because what you are helping people do is letting them take responsibility for their own body.
Yes.
And that's the most important thing.
Yes.
That's what we have to do right now. We can't really depend on anybody else but ourselves to treat and keep us healthy. And you're just giving clues and tips on where things need to improve.
And that's people are afraid of what they don't know.
Right.
So they know the body isn't feeling well and they're not getting answers from their doctors.
Right.
Or they're blaming it on some sort of bacteria or virus, right? Or something you've been exposed to, or this symptom or that symptom, right? Mm-hmm. So a lot of what we do is we take the fear of the unknown out of the person.
Right.
Yeah, that's important.
They say, okay, that makes sense. And just then starts their healing process.
Right.
So let me ask you, can you do this for pets too?
I've actually looked at lots of pets' blood over the years. You know, it's still...
Animals are awesome.
Animals are great. They react quickly.
Yes.
Right? But they have emotions. You know, I've looked at dogs, cats, hawks, horses, sheep. I've looked at lots of different types of blood before. You know, vets are very linear like doctors are, so it's tough to get vets to go along with what we're seeing. Every once in a while, there's a holistic vet who can really help. It's funny, with pets in person, I will never take a drop of blood from the pet, right? Because they'll forgive their owner, but they're not going to forgive me.
Oh, wow.
Right? So the owner will have to do it, because I remember the one dog, and every time I'll go over that, the dog looks at me like, you're that guy who poked me. Right?
Josh likes animals. He doesn't want to hurt them.
I love animals. So they're much easier to deal with. They're much easier to take care
of. Well, and here's an interesting thing, too, you know, as far as tools. When we went to Spain, one of the first things we did was really cool. Our guy that brought us over there, we said, we need things that can help break up scar tissue other than injections, because you need a doctor. So he set up an investigation for us. He had three people there. One had energetic devices that could work on scars. One encrypted frequencies into glass crystals and shot them with lasers into the body. And the third person used animal sounds, or sounds from nature that she recorded. Okay. Now, every one of these people, what we did is we looked at blood of three different people. Each of these practitioners took one of those people and worked on them. Everything showed change in the blood. But what showed the most change was the woman who took the headphones, put it on the person's scar, and played the sound of a cat purring for a half hour.
Oh, my God.
It broke up the scar tissue. Okay, we look at the blood. We see a scar. We inject it. We see a certain reaction in the blood, the scar reaction. When we did this investigation, and with the cat purring sound, we saw the biggest scar reaction we'd seen without anyone being injected.
Oh my God, that's
She's
amazing.
Using the frequencies, and she's got lots of science behind it, which I always like to look at the science behind what people are doing.
Yes.
You know, so she really, really did her studies on it. And it's interesting, because then our friends started to notice that his cat always sleeps on his shoulder where he broke his collarbone.
Yeah.
Right? And then his cat will lay on his wife's lap, you know, and her problem is the belly button. So the cats instinctively knew where to actually go to help.
Yeah. And her work is being studied, which is nice. Ava Julian is her name. You can look her up. And for people, she's got the sounds for anxiety. She's got the sounds for fear. She's got the sounds for... So, you know, when you go in nature and you hear the birds and you just feel there's something about it, you know, or you smell that flower and you feel there's something about it. Nature is so important and so healthy for us.
Yeah,
and we've seen it change the blood.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So little things like this, I've got Doc Stars and he's using sounds from the stars to change brainwave activity. Look up sounds of the stars. This can help what people are going through. We haven't done the experiment with the blood yet, but this changes brainwave activity. They're changing oxygen in the blood. These are tools that can help support people and empower them.
Something to be said being a tree hugger.
Oh yeah.
Really? Absolutely. Because that's going to get you healthy, believe it or not. It has nothing to do with saving the tree or anything else. Yeah. It's your connection to the universe.
And talking about terrain, Josh has a guy, Shane Anderson, did a documentary, River's Last Chance. Mm-hmm. And it's about the Eel River system and how it was almost dead. Okay, this is nature, and the fish are not there anymore. And what they did was they took the dams out.
Yeah.
Okay, they removed what man did to improve on nature, and things came back to life much quicker than they ever believed was possible.
Wow.
So the earth can regenerate very quickly. We are nature. We can regenerate very quickly. We've seen it. Yeah. So right now, it's interesting. If people are doing their work, educating themselves, they can come out of this healthier, much more grounded, and able to deal with ridiculousness. There's nothing more ridiculous than what's going on right now. There's so much confusion and fear. If you can be okay in the midst of this, wow, you can be okay in the midst of everything.
Wow.
So we really have the opportunity for a big shift towards terrain.
I
honestly think right now, the way things are happening with nature, we should do this every 6 months. Let's just stop everything. Let's go home with our families. Let's not drive. Let's let nature do its thing. I mean, the bison are coming back down to the water in Catalina, you know, Lake Michigan, you can see the shipwrecks, the Himalayas, you can see the top. Nature is repairing itself. The world, the earth, needs us to get the hell out of its face for a few minutes.
Yeah, and we are nature.
That's true. But if we could just take a week off during every 6 months, everybody at the same time, then we could all rejuvenate and then there would be less stress. Because we are choosing to do that. Everybody should take a health week.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
And if we lobbied for a global health week, like if the whole world, right now the whole world has stopped.
Yeah.
And things are changing.
And nature's doing okay with it.
Nature's thrilled.
We aren't.
but we've been on lockdown, for months now?
Yeah,
so.
Really bad.
Yeah. We are all out of time. But I have so enjoyed this.
Yeah.
And I know people are listening and we're going to have all of your information on how you can get a kit so that they can actually talk to you about your blood, your past, present, and future. And also where they're going to be. When are you going to be in Mexico?
Good question. The first chance we get. Yes, putting plans into place and getting our ducks in order, and hopefully in a week or two would be good.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're going to, if you just contact the Beagleson brothers, they will be able to direct you and to help you. But first off, you have to get your blood sample to them, and they can send their pets' blood as well. Is that correct?
As long as the pets are part of our private association.
We can sign them up too.
Okay, because I've got a cat that's doing poorly, so I think I'm going to do that. And why not? It's going to help me. So this is great. Thank you guys so much. I do appreciate it. And I'm looking forward to you guys coming back on and sharing more with us. Okay.
Great. Thank you, Jules. Great. What you do is awesome. Remember, we did blood before and after one of your hypnotherapy sessions with Josh. So keep doing what you're doing. Yeah. And for your listeners, you know, there's so many tools that you've shared already. The placebo, the mind is important. We're here to do some blood, and we're just here to support, motivate, and encourage people so they can really be the best they can be.
And these are the kids of the great American hero.
There he is. He's hanging above us right there.
Eagleson. Oh, yeah. One of my favorite people of all time. And your mom's pretty cool, too, Judith.
Yeah. She's a true hero.
She's a keeper.
She's a keeper. All right. Well, so love to you guys, and we will talk soon.
Thanks, Jules.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back next week with another great show from Law of Attraction Talk Radio. If you'd like to comment on tonight's show, send an email to Jules@LOARadionetwork.com, and have a great week.